Today's daf was brachos daf nun dalet. Almost the entire daf was about the bracha that a person makes when nisim happened, and he sees a place that nisim happened to klal Yisrael. So first off, the Mishnah tells us that haroa makom shenasa bo nisim liYisrael. Omer baruch shenasa nisim navaseinu b'makom hazeh. If you see a place where nisim happened to klal Yisrael, so the nusach of the bracha, the text of the bracha, is baruch shenasa nisim navaseinu b'makom hazeh. The makor of this bracha is from Yisro. When Yisro says baruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem miyad Mitzrayim miyad Paro, when Moshe comes to the Midbar and Yisro had heard about all the Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael, so we see that he made a special bracha. The Gemara then enumerates seven different places where great Nisim happened and where one has to make a bracha. First, a person sees with the Makom of Kriyas Yamsuf, where Klal Yisrael walked through on the dry land, that demands a bracha. Second, a person sees the Yarden, where we passed through in the days of Yoshua, that demands a bracha. Third was Ma'avaros Nachle Arnon, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Aron to flatten out the mountains, and those who were lying in ambush waiting to attack the Jewish people were crushed in the mountains, and we saw the blood to the two Mitzaroim, Es Vahev, who were in the back of the camp, saw the blood flowing from the mountains and realized the great miracle that happened to Klal Yisrael. So that's also a place that we should make a bracha. The fourth is the Avnei Al-Gavish in the Mord Beis Charon, in the days of Yoshua, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avanim and threw it on the Malchei Amori in order to allow Yoshua to win the war. The fifth is the mountain that Og Melech HaBashan wanted, that was three parsos large, that Og Melech HaBashan wanted to kill Klal Yisrael with. He figured the entire camp was only three parsos. He would take this mountain. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took these little ants. Always so ironic how Hashem takes the tiniest creature to defeat the greatest creature. These little ants made a hole in the mountain, and Og had it as a necklace it fell over his neck, and then his teeth grew out, and he couldn't get it off his neck, and that was a great miracle to save Klal Yisrael. We have to make a bracha in that place. The sixth place was the Evan Sheyashav Lav Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on when Klal Yisrael was fighting a war, when Yoshua was leading the war with Amalek. And the seventh place is the walls of Yericho, which didn't exactly fall. They sunk into the ground, even though the Pesukim says they fell, but they wouldn't have fallen because their width was as large as their height, so falling would have left you with the same size walls, so they had sunk into the ground. That was also a very great miracle that happened for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara then talks about in the bottom of Nundal and Aleph, if a person experienced a personal nes, that he also has to make a personal bracha, Baruch Shasali Nes B'Makom Hazeh, when he sees that place. But other people don't have to make the bracha. The Gemara tells us, Marbrei de Ravina had two nisim happen to him. He had a spring of water pop up out of nowhere, and he was saved from a crazy camel. And each time that he reached either one of those places, he included in the Nusach HaBracha both Nisim. He just put the Nes that happened in that place first, and the Nes that happened in the other place second. On Nun Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us why the Avanim that came down in the days of Yeshua were called Avnei Al Gavish. It's in the Trikun of Avnei Al Gav Ish. They were the Avanim that were on top of a man, because these were the stones, the hailstones that originally started to come down in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But when Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the hail should stop, that the barad should stop, it stopped midair, and it stayed midair right there in the atmosphere until HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to use it to help Yoshua in the Milchama against the Malchei Amori. That's when the rest of these stones all finally came down, and it helped Yoshua win that war. The Gemara then talks about what if a person sees the place where Eishes Lot turned into a Netziv Melech. So it says that you make two brachas, a baruch dayana emes for the onesh of Lot's wife, because that's a peranus, that's a bad thing that happened to her, and a baruch zochres a tzaddikim for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered the tzaddikim even in a time of peranus, even in a time where he's taking out his anger. He remembered Avram Avinu and saved Lot's nephew in the zchus of Avram Avinu. Then we saw at the bottom in the Dalet and Beis, we learned about birchas hagomel, that there are four situations where one says birchas hagomel. A person goes over an ocean, a person goes through a midbar, a person is let out of jail, or a person was very ill and he overcame his illness. You make a birchas hagomel in front of a minyan. Two of that minyan should be talmidei chachamim. And the Gemara tells us that when Rabbi Yehuda became very ill and he got better, so they said to him, "Baruch Rachmana diyavach ne'alan v'lo yehavach la'afra." That we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave you to us and not to the dirt of the ground, meaning that you didn't die and weren't buried. And that had to be said in front of a minyan. And he said, "Amen," and that was good enough for his birchas hagomel. He didn't need to do any more, just answering amen to that bracha. And then the daf concludes. We didn't get to it this morning. It was a short shiur, but the daf concludes with five people that need extra protection from a zikin, and they are a chola, someone who's sick, a yoledes, an avel, a chasen and a kala, that's in one group, and the fifth is a talmud chacham, where the mazikin are liable to attack all of these five people, so they need extra shmir. Okay, that's the chazar of brachas daf mandalit.